This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Fenaria Jr. with Allsperity Private Wealth. Your retirement dreams can become reality if you have a plan. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. We provide custom solutions to help you navigate through your finances today while helping you build a strong financial portfolio for tomorrow. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Fenaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Fenaria Jr. with Allsperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Fenaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Where's Governor Josh Shapiro? Now, where is this guy? We have this recount going on in Pennsylvania. Everybody is saying it, that the Democrats are trying to steal and cheat and steal this election from Dave McCormick. Where's Governor Shapiro? He could end this thing right now if he wanted to. He's supposed to be a law and order guy, isn't he? We'll talk to RNC Chairman Michael Whatley about it at 3:30. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. President Trump and his team were greeted by huge, huge cheers at the UFC fight. Now, there's a cultural moment happening in this country right now where you've got Trump just, I mean, the crowds love the guy. The fighter, the MMA guy, the GOAT, came out and did the Trump dance. You got NFL players doing the Trump dance. I don't know. I heard a thing that the NFL is thinking about banning the Trump dance. I can't imagine they would do that. That's stupid. But nothing would surprise me with the NFL. But there's a cultural moment happening right now. And Trump today told Fox News Digital he's not looking to grandstand or get revenge for the sake of getting revenge. He actually wants to work with the media. He said we need to have a free and fair open press. This comes as Joe and Mika Brzezinski somehow escaped from journalist internment camp at Mar-a-Lago. They went down to Florida on Friday. They met with Trump. They groveled, really. Meeting is not the correct word. They groveled in front of him and they begged like dogs for him to be to take him back into their lives. They were friends with him at one point. And then now they're getting killed. They're getting blasted by their audience, by the lefties, because everybody sees for what it is, a total fraud. It's a sham. They're worried about losing their jobs. Their show is completely irrelevant. Morning Joe is irrelevant. Saturday Night Live is irrelevant, too. Do you know that Saturday Night Live, which is getting a lot of grief for mocking Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s voice, Alec Baldwin, I can't believe he's still around. But Saturday Night Live viewership cratered during the 2024 election cycle. NBC shed more than half of its post-election audience compared to 2020. Cratered. It's not been funny. It has not been funny in a long time. And the only reason why they did well recently was they had Bill Burr on, who's hysterical, and he's really, really funny. But Trump was an electrified UFC crowd at Madison Square Garden. The MMA champion gives Trump his belt, does the Trump dance on the stage. Like, these are cultural moments, and there's something happening way beyond the traditional media, the old school media, and all these lefty shows, which have just done nothing but bash Trump and call the guy Hitler. And so Joe and Mika, who've been calling him Hitler and Mussolini and a fascist and a dictator, everything, they have no problem meeting with Hitler. They have no problem going down and groveling before Hitler. They have no problem doing all these things. I mean, you got to just see through this stuff, right? And this is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A. VanariaDental.com with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, we have this recount going on. The Democrat commissioner in Bucks County openly defying Pennsylvania state law, openly defying the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, doing it on purpose. Chairman Michael Whatley, like I said, will be here at 3:30. We're going to talk about this. Could there be any criminal charges for this commissioner who's openly flouting the law? But I'm amazed at where is Governor Josh Shapiro? I mean, here's a guy who was the attorney general of Pennsylvania. He has eyes on 2028. He could have been the vice presidential candidate, but you know, I don't think he wanted it. Smart move by him. But he's saying nothing right now. And everybody's talking about this recount because everybody knows it's pure BS. They're counting ballots that they should not be counting right now. And not just Bucks County, but other counties as well. They're also doing the exact same thing. Ballots that should be thrown out. Ballots that should not be counted. Several other counties in Pennsylvania, including Center County, Philadelphia County, and Montgomery County, have also decided to allow undated or incorrectly dated ballots to be counted in spite of what the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court has said. And then add Bucks to that list, too. They're trying to steal the Senate seat. Now, they're not going to be able to because McCormick's gap, it's just that big. But thank God it's that big, because if it wasn't, they might be successful. They might be successful in actually stealing this thing. By the way, we are streaming live on YouTube, so join the fun, join the chat, weigh in on everything you got to say. You can also call the show today, 855-839-1210, or you can tweet along at Rich Zeoli. But we got a busy day. I imagine there'll probably be some more appointments going on today by President-elect Trump. I wouldn't be surprised. He's been naming a lot of the inner White House staff, the people who are going to be close to him and helping him with the day-to-day. And obviously on Friday, just as we were going off the air, Caroline Leavitt was named White House press secretary. So that made me very happy. She's a good person. She worked really hard, really hard. And she's talented and she's got a bright future. I was really happy to see that. So that's a great move. And we'll see if there'll be other announcements today. Sure, Trump's kind of tired from the weekend. They all had McDonald's on Trump Force One, including Bobby Kennedy. Well, at least he posed in front of a McDonald's. I don't know if he ate the McDonald's or not. I'm not quite sure about that. But it was a picture of Trump and Elon, Donald Trump Jr., and Bobby Kennedy. And Speaker Johnson was kind of there in the like photobombing the picture. But the four of them were sitting there having McDonald's on the plane. And it was a great meme. Somebody said, with Kennedy, they're like, this is when you give the gang member drugs to make sure that he's not an undercover cop. You give the new gang member drugs. Be like, try that. Eat that burger. Want to make sure you're not a cop. Want to make sure you're not fuzz. That was pretty funny. And then there's another meme of AOC serving everybody. Hat tip to Opelka for sending that one my way. Of AOC serving all them. Not AOC, excuse me. Kamala Harris serving all them the McDonald's. Because obviously, you know, her big claim was she worked at McDonald's. So I'm sure McDonald's will probably try to cancel McDonald's very, very soon. But I'll tell you, the two most exciting things of this new administration, well, three things. Number one is the idea that we're going to finally go after the deep state. I mean, really expose the people that have weaponized government against the American people, against the private citizen named Donald Trump, and a lot of people in his orbit. Don't forget, a lot of people that worked for him racked up like million-dollar legal bills trying to defend their name as the Democrats came after them. Number two is DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, which is already finding so much waste. And you heard Vivek Ramaswamy come out and say the Pentagon failed their seventh audit in a row. Seventh audit in a row they failed. So we could start cutting some money there. And the Pentagon is not off the table either. Because, you know, typically with Republican administrations, you might think the Pentagon is untouchable. Nope, not with this administration. And third is the whole Make America Healthy Again movement, which is exciting. It really is. It's exciting to see what they can accomplish in terms of being able to provide parents guidance and get the lobbyists and get this whole incestuous orgy of lobbyists and executives and food and pharma and FDA regulators and get them the hell out of things, because they have put too much government involvement in things, which is why a lot of our food is unhealthy. And parents know that, and parents are waking up to this fact. They have been waking up to it. And I think it's a big part of the reason why Kennedy joining Trump's ticket mattered a lot in a big, big way. It really did. And John Stossel, I give him a lot of credit. You know, he's one of my favorite guys out there. He's a libertarian. He did a video over the weekend on Reason.com talking about the Philadelphia soda tax. And sure enough, just as you imagined, the soda tax is a disaster. And it was something that, I mean, no surprise there. We all know this. I mean, the soda tax was just another scam by people like Jim Kenney and other Democrats to just try to get money out of people. It didn't make anybody healthier. It didn't wind up making anybody safer. But yeah, that's, you know, that's where we are with that. So that 5 years later, we can see the results are in and what an absolute disaster it is. But I want to begin with this. Trump today spoke to Fox News Digital. He gave an interview and he said the media is vital to making America great again and vows to work with a free, fair and open press. And he said, quote, "I am not looking for retribution, grandstanding or to destroy people who treated me very unfairly." He said that in order to make America great again, it is very important, if not vital, to have a free, fair and open media or press. This comes, of course, as Mika and Joe went down to Mar-a-Lago and begged like dogs for him to take him back. They used to be buddies. "I received a call from Joe Scarborough requesting a meeting for him and Mika, and I agreed that it would be a good thing if such a meeting took place. We met at Mar-a-Lago on Friday morning at 8 o'clock. He said the meeting was extremely cordial. Many things were discussed, and I very much appreciated the fact that they wanted to have open communication. In many ways, it's too bad that it wasn't done long ago. He said they congratulated me on running a great and flawless campaign, one for the history books, which I really believed it was. But it was also a campaign where I worked long and hard, perhaps longer and harder than any presidential candidate in history. We talked about various cabinet members, both announced and to be announced. As expected, they liked some very much, but some not at all. The meeting ended in a very positive manner, and we agreed to speak in the future." Trump added, "I expect this will take place with others in the media, even those that have been extremely hostile." And the president-elect said he feels an obligation to the American public and to our country itself to be open and available to the press. He said, "If not treated fairly, however, that will end. The media is very important to the long-term success of the United States of America." And he also said he'll do whatever is necessary to bring our country to the highest level that it's ever been. He said, "We're off to a good start, and I will be open and free as to further developments as they take place, and that includes media relationships." And he acknowledges he obviously has the upper hand at the moment. "And while many others are calling for meetings, I am not looking for retribution, grandstanding, or to destroy people who treated me unfairly or even badly beyond comprehension. I am always looking to give a second and even third chance, but never willing to give a fourth chance." Trump said, "That is where I hold the line." Trump, though, thanked many reporters, journalists, shows, and other new media sources, of which there are many who were truthful, honest, and professional over the years of both my presidency and candidacies. "They were the ones that kept me in the game, and they were the ones that gave me a victory, the likes of which our country has rarely seen before," Trump said. "These people and organizations, and they know who they are," looking at me, "should be and are very proud of themselves, and they have a right to be proud, and I have a right to say to them, congratulations." And there you go. "I will soon begin the process of transforming America into the greatest and most powerful country in the world, but at the same time, it must be a fair and just country, a country that others throughout the world will look up to and emulate. Hopefully our success will make the world itself a far better and safer place." Brooke Singman reported that for Fox Digital today. So there you go. That's good. I mean, and so Hitlerian of him to take all the people that trashed him for years and years and years to his home in Mar-a-Lago to sit down with him and then let them leave alive. We think it's them. We don't know if it's a body double, and Mika and Joe are actually being tortured in the basement of Mar-a-Lago right now as we speak. And how would they be tortured, you asked? Well, very simple. They'd be chained to a chair, their eyelids held open like in A Clockwork Orange, and forced to watch Morning Joe on repeat, hour after hour, for days and days. That would be the true punishment, the true cruel and unusual punishment for Mika and Joe. But I don't think that's really happening. I think they just left Mar-a-Lago. But wait till January. Oh, they try that in January. Trump's definitely going to put them in journalist internment camp. He just doesn't have the power to do so now. So silly. It really is. So silly. In fact, we have a little bit of the clip of Joe and Mika groveling. It's pathetic. In every way, it's pathetic. I woke up to this today, and I heard from so many people that hate them. And it turns out everybody does. They are universally hated on the left and the right. More so today on the left than even the right. I mean, it's not like the right's forgiving them for this, but they just look shameful and petty. And it's, you got to wonder, was it just Comcast, which owns NBC, said to them, "You get down there or you're fired"? Like, your show stinks. You don't have an audience. Now the guy's president. Your whole Hitler thing didn't work. So go down there and grovel. You were friends with the guy at one time. He's very forgiving, obviously. Takes people back into his orbit who called him Hitler once before, twice before, three times, just not four times. That's where he draws the line. Fourth time, and you're dead. But, you know, the first three times. Anyway, this is from their first face-to-face meeting in 7 years. Cut number four.
Last week, Joe and I have heard from so many people, from political leaders to regular citizens, deeply dismayed by several of President-elect Trump's cabinet selections, and they are scared. Last Thursday, we expressed our own concerns on this broadcast and even said we would appreciate the opportunity to speak with the president-elect himself. On Friday, we were given the opportunity to do just that. Joe and I went to Mar-a-Lago to meet personally with President-elect Trump. It was the first time we have seen him in 7 years.
Now, we talked about a lot of issues, including abortion, mass deportation, threats of political retribution against political opponents and media outlets. We talked about that a good bit. And it's going to come as no surprise to anybody who watches this show, has watched it over the past year or over the past decade, that we didn't see eye to eye on a lot of issues, and we told him so.
What we did agree on was to restart communications. My father often spoke with world leaders with whom he and the United States profoundly disagreed. That's a task shared by reporters and commentators alike. We had not spoken to President Trump since March of 2020, other than a personal call Joe made to Trump on the morning after the attempt on his life in Butler, Pennsylvania. In this meeting, President Trump was tearful. He was upbeat. He seemed interested in finding common ground with Democrats on some of the most divisive issues. And for those asking why we would go speak to the president-elect during such fraught times, especially between us, I guess I would ask back, why wouldn't we? 5 years of political warfare has deeply divided Washington and the country. We have been as clear as we know how in expressing our deep concerns about President Trump's actions and words in the coarsening of public debate. But for nearly 80 million Americans, election denialism, public trials, and January 6th were not as important as the issues that moved them to send Donald Trump back to the White House with their vote.
Imagine that.
Joe and I realize it's time to do something different. And that starts with not only talking about Donald Trump, but also talking with him.
Talking to Hitler. Talking to Hitler. I mean, just like, you know what I mean? Just exactly that's what you got to do. Talking to Hitler. It's so pathetic. Any tears Trump had, they were tears of laughter. You know, when you're crying, you're laughing so hard you're crying. And then he's just laughing at them and thinking, like, you two are going to get so worked over for this, for coming down here and groveling. And why wouldn't Trump do it? I mean, why not? Yeah, sure, come grovel. Come grovel and beg like dogs for your jobs. But let's think of what these two did. They were part of the cascade of media people who helped divide this country and led to Trump's assassination attempt, because this person may have believed, and I don't know, but may have believed that he was stopping Adolf Hitler, you know, the rise of Hitler. This wasn't just simply a matter of being critical of Trump. People in the media can be critical. Obviously, they should be. But it's the rhetoric, the tone, bringing on race baiters like Al Sharpton all the time and sitting there day after day and talking about what a danger Trump is to democracy, a danger to the world. This man must be stopped. That kind of language over and over again. And it'd be one thing if Joe and Mika were there to hold the guy accountable, but could still do so in a cordial manner. No. They were scorched earth on Trump, on hating Trump, on mocking Trump, on openly warning people about him. Shameful in every way. Absolutely shameful. So then they go down there and they grovel. And needless to say, people are criticizing them for this. People like Sonny Hostin, The View, and others, because they just see it for what it is. It's absolutely shameful. But I'll tell you, though, it's kind of funny to me. I mean, I'm looking at the reaction online to a lot of this. And I just keep thinking it's only going to get worse for them. Like they, whatever, I don't think they had any credibility, but whatever they had, it's completely gone. Here's Sonny Hostin of The View, and don't worry if we don't have the video yet, but it's okay. Sonny Hostin slamming Scarborough and Brzezinski for Trump's visit. They went to kiss his ring. I would say they went to kiss something else. And they did so quite effectively, it seems. Cut 30.
Look, the bottom line is that America needs a free press that is willing to speak truth to power right now, more than ever.
And more than ever.
I think that we have to be very clear-eyed when we think about the president-elect and cover the president-elect. And I don't think you need to sit down for 90 minutes at Mar-a-Lago and kiss his ring to be able to speak truth and to be able to cover a story.
How dare they sit down with the
president? So maybe they're not journalists in the true sense. Maybe they're saying that they're opinion journalists. But we have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news. He is the guy who ushered in alternative facts. He is the guy who attacked three black female journalists.
All right, that's enough. Thank you. That's it. I can't. That's another show that you got to ask yourself, how long does that show have? It's so irrelevant. It really is. But it's Disney. It's ABC Disney China that owns it. And ABC, I guess they're still going to go down the road of Trump hating and Trump bashing. And the guy won the popular vote and the Electoral College. He has a mandate. He has a mandate to govern. I mean, it's just shameful. And then let's contrast that with the UFC crowd at Madison Square Garden going wild for Trump. You know, you got fighters and football players doing the Trump YMCA dance. Guy's not Hitler. And these people are so out of touch with what is the cultural moment right now, which is people are like, I like this guy. This guy seems like a really, like, normal guy. You know, he gets on stage and dances. Makes it, you know, a little goofy. He's able to be self-deprecating like that. So let's contrast that with the crowd from the UFC fight at Madison Square Garden, cut 32.
A triumphant return to New York City's Madison Square Garden for the president-elect Trump. Here is the reception from the crowd at Saturday night's UFC bout.
Ladies and gentlemen, look who is now making his way to the world famous octagon, flanked by UFC CEO Dana White, 45, soon to be 47, President-elect Donald Trump.
That's it. I mean, this is the cultural moment that we're talking about here. And it's good. I mean, you know, it's fun. It's fun to watch. And I think everybody can just calm down, you know, just relax and calm down. Hitler was not known for dancing. Well, you're right, except for in the producers, Springtime for Hitler. That's about it. Otherwise, he was not big on dancing. Wasn't big on, you know, like the little self-deprecating little moves. Just wasn't a thing he did, you know. Wasn't a thing. So that's where we are, you know. And look, I think that it is a really, really important moment that everybody can just have fun, relax. The left will never. I mean, there are people still mourning, still grieving. Thanksgiving's on its way. And there are people who are still going to have some very tense moments at Thanksgiving. There's all these, you know, these advice people out there who are saying how to handle the grief and the stress of Thanksgiving. How do you do it? How do you survive it with your relatives who might be upset and hurt? Well, I mean, for one thing, you don't have to talk politics at Thanksgiving. You don't have to. But I think the problem is that there are a lot of people on the left who need to vent, and they're angry, and they hold us responsible for what happened. I don't know if Hitler ate McDonald's. I don't have the answer to that. I'm not quite sure. Here's UFC fighter John Jones, who won his KO at the fight the other night. A knockout blow at the MMA fight, UFC. And you see Trump walk in with Dana White, Tulsi Gabbard, Bobby Kennedy, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson was with him, some other people too. And then this fighter wins and then gets up there, does the Trump YMCA dance, hands him the belt. It was a really cool moment. Cut 25. There you go. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you want to weigh in today. We got a lot to chat about. We'll talk to the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley. We'll talk to him about what's going on in Pennsylvania with this fake phony recount that they are trying to steal the Senate seat from Dave McCormick. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Allsperity Private Wealth. Your retirement dreams can become reality if you have a plan. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. We provide custom solutions to help you navigate through your finances today while helping you build a strong financial portfolio for tomorrow. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're here today. It's Monday. It's a busy one. And we are all talking, everybody's talking around the country today about the recount in Pennsylvania, the attempt by the Democrats to try to steal this election that was won by Dave McCormick for the United States Senate seat. Here to talk about it with me is the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley. Mr. Chairman, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I appreciate your time. I understand that there might be some big news coming out.
Yeah, we're very excited that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has once again reaffirmed Pennsylvania law and has said that these undated ballots and incorrectly dated ballots are not going to be counted, and ordered all of the counties that have contemplated this to stand down. So it's very nice that we've got the Supreme Court basically reaffirming that the counties need to comply with the law.
congratulations. That's a big win. That's excellent. And you were right on it, going to court right away after the news came out that Bucks County, where Democrats there said they're going to defy the state Supreme Court, defy the law, and count these ballots anyway. And you guys said, we're not messing around here. And it wasn't just Bucks. It was Center County, Philadelphia County, Montgomery County. We're talking about doing this as well. So now that this ruling has just come down, what does that mean if they attempt to count or do anything?
Well, they're going to be in direct violation of a Supreme Court order. And certainly that invites sanctions, if not other, legal ramifications. And we will absolutely push as aggressively as we can to the fullest extent of the law to punish, any of the counties that want to go rogue on this.
All right. Wonderful. Congratulations. It's a big win. So just to remind everybody what the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has said here, because this is what is at issue here in this race right now, in this recount race, is the idea that Democrats want to count ballots that the Supreme Court has said cannot be counted. These are undated ballots. These are ballots that what other criteria, Mr. Chairman, can they not count?
Well, basically, if they're improperly dated, or they're not received in time, or if they're not dated at all, I mean, there's a long list of things that have to be done correctly. But the main gist of this is that if they're improperly dated or not dated, then they're not supposed to be counted.
Good. Excellent. But that's what they had said before, though, right? So, I mean, it's amazing that we even had to go to court to have them affirm this in the first place.
Yeah, no question about it. I think that what we saw from the Bucks County Board of Elections was completely ridiculous, that you would have a commissioner saying that despite what the Supreme Court has said, we're going to move forward anyway. We also saw the same thing in Montgomery County, who said that the ruling did not apply to them. Guess what?
Amazing.
It's the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. It applies to every county.
Good. Excellent. Congratulations. And that's breaking news here on the show today. Chairman Michael Whatley, Republican National Committee chairman, on the show with me right now. I guess my question is, where is Governor Josh Shapiro during all of this? He could have come out and said something by now. He could have said, this is nonsense. We got to follow the law. He claims to be a law and order guy. He was the attorney general of Pennsylvania. The fact that he's watching as counties are openly attempting to defy the state Supreme Court and defy Pennsylvania election law, and the governor of Pennsylvania saying absolutely nothing on this, is beyond shameful, Chairman.
Yeah, the silence is definitely deafening. Mm-hmm. The fact that we had John Fetterman who kind of mocked the fact that we were going to the mat on this because he said that the amount of votes was not significant, I think is troubling as well. The fact is that we set up a national election integrity program. We put together 6,500 attorneys across the country. 230,000 volunteers shows you how serious the Republican Party takes this as an issue set. We are going to protect the ballot. And, it may have only been a couple of hundred ballots. It may have only been 1,000 ballots. But you know what? Every single ballot matters, and we're going to protect them all.
And here's the thing. It's that this should not be occurring. Dave McCormick has a substantial lead in this, and it's costing the taxpayers of Pennsylvania over $1 million. Yet here's Bob Casey acting like he's got to pay for this himself by putting out all these fundraising emails and text messages and acting like this is coming out of his pocket. It's not coming out of his pocket. It's coming out of our pockets as the taxpayers of Pennsylvania. And it's downright shameful. He could have conceded. That's the other thing people need to understand. This recount is only happening because Bob Casey refused to concede, and he doesn't care that this is how he's going to go out, and it's not going to change the outcome of the election, especially not now that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has weighed in again, reaffirming that those ballots cannot be counted. But boy, it certainly looked like to a lot of people, Mr. Chairman, that they were trying to steal this election from Dave McCormick.
Yeah, and you have to go back and ask yourself about these Democrat officials, whether it's Bob Casey or, the officials in Bucks County, Montgomery County, or others, why are they going about doing this?
Yeah.
And the fact that they're having their chains pulled by Democratic lawyers, from Washington, D.C., from the swamp, trying to get these rulings in place, even though they know, right, that the average recount in Pennsylvania, statewide recount, ends up flipping about 380 votes. And we're talking about 30,000 different votes, that Dave McCormick has the lead with. So you're not going to overturn it. But if you can say, hey, they disregarded it in this election cycle, maybe they'll disregard it in the next election cycle or the one after that. You know, so we are fighting for precedent in a big way here. And I think that we're fighting for every single voter in Pennsylvania who pulled a lever on November 5th or even during the absentee voting period and said, you know, we want Dave McCormick in the Senate. We want Donald Trump in the White House. We want, you know, Dan Muser or others, you know, in Congress. Right. And so it's very important for us that we're going to battle every day in every state for every ballot to protect it.
And what do we do about Democrat officials like the Democrat officials in Bucks County who came out publicly and said that they were going to ignore the law and knowingly do so on purpose? What can be done about this? Because there's so much frustration out there that these people are elected officials and they're just spitting in the face of the law.
Yeah, I think first and foremost is remember they are elected officials and they're going to be up for re-election soon. And that absolutely needs to be a price that they should pay. Now, secondly, we are going to explore any available opportunities that we have to try and get them sanctioned to see what it is, you know, what our options are going to be. This is something that you cannot let just stand.
Well, congratulations. And I appreciate how hard you've been working on this and your team and Linda Kearns and everybody else on the team, because this is really important for election integrity. And so people trust the process. And you guys have done a great job of making sure that we can trust the process, but then also holding people like this accountable in court when need to be. Do you anticipate any other challenges now before this recount ends on the 27th or the 26th?
We do not, you know, and I think that we are going to have attorneys and observers present in every single Pennsylvania county for the recount. We want to make sure that that goes off without a hitch, you know, and we're going to remain fully engaged, fully active until this election is certified. And we know without a shadow of a doubt that Dave McCormick is going to be representing Pennsylvania in the Senate.
All right. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley with some breaking news here on the show today. Mr. Chairman, thank you for your time. Good work.
Rich, thank you, sir. We appreciate you and your listeners.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, there you go. Breaking news on the show, and that's a big deal. So just to remind you, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court reaffirming once again those ballots cannot be counted, despite the lawless attempts by Democrats in the state of Pennsylvania, in the Commonwealth, to try to get those ballots counted. This is a big deal. Congrats to Linda Kearns. She texted me about this right before the chairman came on the show. This is a very, very big deal right now. So excellent. The recount still goes on, though, unfortunately. But I tell you right now, this could be a good opportunity for the lesser Casey to come out and say, I officially concede, that knowing that he has no chance of stealing this election and end this recount right now. It's also a great opportunity for Governor Josh Shapiro, whose silence is absolutely deafening, to come out and say something at this moment in time right now as well. But I wouldn't hold my breath if I were you. I would not hold my breath. They're going to still try to come up with something. In my opinion, they're still going to try something that they can do to still try to steal this election if they possibly can. And it is national news. There have been people weighing in, everybody from Ted Cruz to Tom Cotton to John Thune, the new Senate Majority Leader, all across the country, people weighing in about this and saying this is outrageous. So everybody's talking about this race. And kudos to the RNC for being all over it. That's really, really important stuff. All right, as we continue along the show here today, we got a lot of breaking news for you. We expect some more cabinet positions to be announced by President-elect Donald Trump today on the show. We're streaming live on YouTube. Join the fun. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in. Winter is coming, and that means the water, whatever water problems you have in your backyard, well, they're only going to get worse. Here's what happens. That water will freeze and thaw around your property and into your foundation, and that's when the worst damage will happen. Now, I used to worry about water, but then Garden State Earthworks solved my wet basement problem and my backyard problem for good. They are your drainage solution. So here's what happened. In our old house, it was a wet basement. So I called up Garden State Earthworks. I didn't know them at the time. Lou Vargo came to my house. He said, I promise you, you'll never have another drop of water in this basement ever again. He was a man of his word, never another drop of water. Then in our new house, the backyard was a swamp. I mean, a literal swamp. Reagan would go out there and she'd play and water would be up to her waist. So Garden State Earthworks came to the house, drained that water away. never had another water problem again. You don't want standing water. It breeds bugs and insects. It's bad for your for the home, and eventually that water will find a place to go, and typically it's going to be inside your house, your foundation, swimming pool, something else. And water problems never get better on their own. That's why you need the pros. So here's the number, 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. Now, they're extremely busy this time of year because smart people want to get ahead of this before winter comes. But if you call Lou and tell him I sent you, they'll make you a priority. 856-848-4444 or GardenStateEarthworks.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All righty, so we got a busy day. Obviously, you just heard the breaking news. If you're just joining us, that was RNC Chairman Michael Whatley letting us know that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court reaffirming that the ballots that are improper cannot and will not be counted by these lawless, rogue Democrat counties who flout the law and don't give a damn about the rule of law in any way, shape, or form. So that's some good news here on the show, and grateful that the chairman made time for us on a busy day today. So, and good job to Linda Kearns. I know she's been dealing with this all afternoon as well. We'll keep you updated and apprised of any developments going forward on this, but great stuff. And hopefully, you know, I mean, hopefully we can hold these lawless Democrats accountable. The fact that one commissioner came out and said that she knows what she was doing was in violation of the court. She just didn't care. It's just pathetic. Really is pathetic, if you ask me. All right. Listen, I want to play this for you. This is a clip I have. Well, first of all, the Doge stuff. The Doge stuff is fascinating to me. It really is. And the Doge cheat sheet. This is from the Wall Street Journal. If all Ramaswamy and Musk can do is save a few billion dollars, it will be worth it. The Doge, Department of Government Efficiency. And it's an inside joke, you know, based on Dogecoin, which is a cryptocurrency that Musk hyped in 2021. He called himself the Doge Father on Saturday Night Live. And so Doge, because it's a fun acronym and it's easy to remember. It's like that. Mr. Elon Musk says they can cut 70% of the government. Similar to what he did when dealing with Tesla's Model 3 production problems, Musk could show his commitment by sleeping under the Resolute desk in the Oval Office until the job is done. Now, I don't know if you have to go that far. It seems like a little crazy, but I mean, theoretically speaking, you could certainly do that. Out with the woke mind virus and in with the folk unwind virus to attack bureaucracy. The federal government has around 3 million civilian employees, with an average salary of $106,000. At the upper end of that, there's people like Anthony Fauci, Asanto Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor, who made $481,000 in 2022. There's room to cut. President Trump has said he may close the Education Department and move its function to the states. Great start. In tweet-length bites, here's a handy cheat sheet with how Mr. Musk can toss, shrink, or squeeze departments, commissions, and agencies. Federal Trade Commission, get rid of it. The current FTC under Lina Khan has a worse record than the Chicago White Sox. The FTC already splits antitrust cases with their Justice Department. So move a few pro-consumer competition lawyers there and then shut it down. And for example, Spirit Airlines just announced that they're going bankrupt, you know, Chapter 11. There was an attempt to merge Spirit and Frontier, which, again, Elizabeth Warren, America's mother-in-law, fought, as did Lena Khan. I remember talking to Robert Bork Jr. about this. Well, and now Spirit is going to go bankrupt and don't know the future of the airline. It's uncertain. But that if they do go out of business, that'll be one less option for consumers. Whereas if they had merged with Frontier, they would have been able to have a strong company to survive in very challenging economic times. But nope, these people know better than you. Lena Khan, Elizabeth Warren, the idea that any company might get bigger. Oh, it's terrifying for them. Government gets bigger. Oh, that's fine. They love that. They actually love that. That makes them very, very happy. But if a company gets bigger, no, they can't have that. No way. Federal Communications Commission, toss it. The FCC caused the dot-com boom and bust. Net neutrality killed broadband in Europe, yet was still reinstated here under the Biden administration. Spectrum auctions are why we overpay for cell service. Three economists in a back room can create and maintain a set of rules to keep access competitive. That's correct. And you don't need, in this day and age, you don't need the FCC sitting there and being draconian over TV and radio as well. You don't need that. You know, you can have AI monitor the airwaves, and if somebody drops an F-bomb or doesn't get by, you can deal with it on a case-by-case basis. But the FTC is a joke. It's another joke, bloated, at long, long outlived its usefulness, if it ever had any usefulness. Securities and Exchange Commission, toss it. The SEC missed the Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme, allowed crypto and SPAC pump and dumps, missed the FTX fiasco. Free trading requires setting and enforcing simple rules. U.S. Department of Agriculture, toss it. This will finally end corn subsidies for Iowa. We can move food stamp administrators and funding to the states. Absolutely. No doubt about it. You can absolutely do that. You don't need to have the gigantic, we send the money out, then they send it back, and that's all it is. It's just a money transfer scheme, just like the Department of Education. And I'll also mention to you as well, if I want to drink raw milk, I should be able to drink raw milk. If you want to buy raw milk, you should be able to drink it, knowing that whatever consequences, like anything else in life, are on you as an adult. So the fact that we have the USDA, which has its own police force, raiding Amish farmers who sell raw milk and cheese is absolutely ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Or the fact that the USDA spends time worrying about things, whether or not soy milk is milk. Get rid of it. You don't need it anymore. It was originally, again, designed to be able to be there to help farmers. It is not there to help farmers. And almost every state in the country can deal with helping farmers on their own without having to worry about a big bloated federal bureaucracy. Federal Reserve, they say shrink it. The central bank has missed Bidenflation. Dart throwers could do better than the 400 PhDs that work there. Cut its funding. Defense Department, squeeze, reallocate spending to drones, ships, and defense systems such as the Patriot missile. Anti-missile defenses can be a giant export business. U.S. Postal Service, toss it. End its monopoly on first and third class mail. Go private. Amazon trucks already come to most neighborhoods every day. Others to toss. Fracking happened despite the Energy Department. Do we need it? Trump tariffs will curtail imports so we can shrink the export-import bank by at least half. Close the Small Business Administration. And what does the Commerce Department even do? Even more to toss. Labor Department, union puppets. Transportation Department. Its mileage and electric vehicle mandates killed Detroit, although Elon Musk may want to run the department himself. Environmental Protection Agency reduced its carbon footprint as a message. Housing and urban development. It isn't the 70s anymore. Interior outsourced parks to Disney. Veterans Affairs. Can't they use the same hospitals as the rest of us do, no matter who pays? Mr. Musk is ruthless. He often thinks he can do the job better himself, but it won't be easy. Even Mr. Musk admitted in October to the existence of strong antibodies against change. There will be immense opposition, obviously, to making government more efficient from entrenched interests that currently benefit from sucking away vast amounts of taxpayer money. I'll make another point, too, and this is the good part about having Elon Musk there. He's not looking to be Mr. Popular. Elon's not looking to run for president. Elon is not looking to be the most popular guy in the room. He just wants to get it done. And the same thing with Vivek Ramaswamy. And Vivek does want to be president at some point, but he knows the best path for him, politically speaking, is to be effective here. You know, if you're effective here and you can do this, people are going to remember it. This is one of the biggest challenges ever faced. It's ambitious. And it proves to you Donald Trump is not a fascist, because not that I ever thought he was. But fascism, as I've told you many times on this program, is strong, centralized federal government, all powerful federal government that is bloated and everything is done at the top, top down. That's literally fascism. Here they want to cut government on the federal level, return as much power as they can to the states, privatize where they can. Slash jobs, good. Slash government jobs. The government workforce is way too big. And because don't forget, we've got 50 state governments and they're duplicating services day in and day out, all across the country. Duplicating services day in and day out. And also, too, the further you get away from the people, the harder it is for the people to weigh in on things, which is why returning this power to the states makes the most sense. There's a lot more to this, too, I'll share with you as time goes on, but the Doge stuff is very exciting. And, for example, Like the FTC, the FCC, these things don't protect us from hackers and scammers that are out there on the internet. You know, they don't protect you from personal identity theft. That's the private sector that does that. Like DuckDuckGo, for example. DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro is a 3-in-1 privacy solution created by the masters of online privacy, a local company that has done great work and helped millions of people, DuckDuckGo. And Privacy Pro, the 3-in-1 solution, $10 a month, includes three very important things. A VPN. So you're secure online, your data is encrypted, whether you're home, on the road, at work, wherever. Personal data removal. There's way too much stuff about all of us on the internet right now. And it will get it out, get rid of it for you. And then personal identity theft restoration. If, God forbid, your identity is ever stolen, DuckDuckGo is going to get it back for you. So what are you waiting for? Sign up today. Get a 7-day free trial by going to duckduckgo.com/1210. It is so easy to use. I have it on my phone. I have it on my laptop. I refuse to be online without it. You don't have to be. Because for $10 a month, it's a no-brainer. And a 7-day free trial as well. duckduckgo.com/1210. duckduckgo.com/1210.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth. Retirement planning is more than just saving money. It's creating the life you've always dreamed of with financial freedom. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. Build a strong financial portfolio so you'll enjoy retirement and leave your family a strong financial legacy. Secure your financial freedom. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.